Dearest Bhagavan, our most humble pranams at thy lotus feet. Once again, on behalf of all Chinese devotees, we wish you and everyone here Happy Chinese New Year.
虔诚的降伏在巴嘎万巴巴的莲花烛下，亲爱的巴嘎万兄弟姐妹们，恭祝大家新年快乐，心想事成，万事如意。
Swami, with your permission, the first item for today is a rendition of songs by the youth choir from Malaysia, led by Brother Kelvin Tan.
亲爱的 Swami, 首先马来西亚的青年团歌咏队将在陈国春赛兄的带领下为您呈现四首悦耳动听的歌曲。
Spirit name. अखंड ज्योति जलाओ
Countries, Brother Dr. V.K. Ravindran. Next, there will be a talk on Chinese culture and traditions by Brother Yong Kong Wai from Malaysia.
现在我们邀请第四区国家的主席 Brother Ravi 医生为大家做介绍，来自马来西亚的杨孔伟赛兄与大家分享华人的传统和文化。
Om Sri Sai Ram. My most humble and loving pranams at the lotus feet of our most loving and compassionate Bhagawan Sri Sathya Sai Baba, who in his omniscience and omnipotence is showing his omnipresence here in every little act of every being in this universe. Respected members of the Trust, my dear elders, brothers and sisters, on the occasion of the Chinese New Year celebrations 2014, I have great pleasure in wishing all of you a happy Chinese New Year. Gong Hi Fa Chai. Swami has often said, every day is a new day, a happy birthday, or a happy anniversary, or a happy New Year. To those who live every moment to moment awareness or constant integrated awareness. Nevertheless, these occasions, which we call as festivals or celebration, it gives us an opportunity to work together in a spirit of oneness and joy. What Bhagawan Sri Krishna calls as Yajna spirit, one for all and all for one. Dear brothers and sisters, the Chinese tradition believes that there are five elements in nature, namely earth, water, fire, wood and metal. The years are named as rat, ox, tiger, rabbit, dragon, snake, horse, goat, monkey, rooster, dog and pig. In the order, and hence each cycle is of 12 years. This is the year of the wooden horse. Horse characterizes energy, vitality, speed, dedication, and physical, mental, and spiritual alertness. Let us translate these qualities into our daily lives. This year, for your kind information, we have a total of 335 devotees participating from many countries. We have also pledged to make concerted efforts to study Bhagawan Baba's teachings and put them into practice. Bhagawan, please bless us in our sadhana. The musical program you witnessed yesterday was put up by our own talented, dedicated and enthusiastic youth. Today, we have yet another program. Before that, let me introduce to you the speaker for today's function. The speaker for this evening is Brother Yong Kong Wai. He's a civil and geotechnical engineer by profession and a proficient speaker in Chinese and English. He started his journey to Sai in his early 20s in the year 1980 and first came to Puttaparthi in 1994. Brother Yong is active in the Sai Chinese wing in the Malaysian Sai organization and assumed the position of Vice President of the Sathya Sai Central Council of Malaysia in charge of Chinese affairs in 2004 onwards. Under his leadership, there was active effort in the translation of Sai teachings, resource materials into Chinese. These include Baba's discourses, books by prominent devotees, Human Valley Story and Lesson Plans, Chinese Bhajan Songs, multimedia resources. All these resource materials are maintained in a Sai Chinese website. Some of the books translated are Tapovanam, Pathways to God, Sai Parenting and Sai Darshan. It gives me great pleasure in presenting to you Brother Yong Kong Wai. Jai Sai Ram.
Om Sai Ram. My humble pranams at the lotus feet of our beloved Bhagawan Sri Satya Sai Baba. Thank you, Brother Dr. Ravi, for your kind words. Respected elders, brothers and sisters, I'm honored to speak in this magnificent hall in the divine presence of our Lord Bhagawan. To the Chinese devotees who have again gathered here in Prashanti Nilayam to celebrate the most important festival in the Chinese calendar, Happy Chinese New Year. 各位华裔同胞们, 恭祝大家新年进步, 希望在新的一年里, 风调雨顺, 国泰民安, 大家如意吉祥。 Dear brothers and sisters, Bhagawan is the mastermind. He has a divine purpose for each and every one of us. I would like to share with you today how Bhagawan unfolds his plan for me. I visited Prashanti for the first time in 1994. It was the most motivating and special experience. I was amazed at his present and supreme love. I would like to quote the first verse from the Tao Te Ching, which most appropriately described my feelings back in 1994 when I met Bhagawan for the first time. By the way, Tao Te Ching is written by a prominent spiritual master, Lao Tzu, more than 2,500 years ago, and is considered one of the wisest Chinese scripture ever written. I quote, "The Tao that can be told is not the eternal Tao, and the mystery is the doorway to all understanding." Unquote. On meeting Bhagawan in 1994, I wanted to explore the mystery and understand more of his teachings. My family had since made many more visits to Prashanti and were very, very fortunate to have his darshan and interviews. He started to give us roles both in acting and organizing in the many Chinese New Year celebration that were held in Prashanti back in the late 90s. Back in Malaysia, we started to participate in the works of the Sai organization. I'm blessed with the opportunity to serve the Sai Chinese wing in various positions. 10 years later, in 2004, when I was ready, he gave me the responsibility to head the Sai Chinese wing in the Malaysian organization. And today, 20 years after I set foot in Prashanti, I'm indeed honored to be given the opportunity by the organizer to speak to you. And I must thank Brother Billy and Brother Dr. Ravi for this opportunity. Looking back on my 20-year journey to Sai, I believe Bhagawan is the mastermind of my life. I treasure all the experiences as his gifts for my spiritual transformation. Brother and sister, I realize that transformation happens when I learn to align my life with his will. And again, I repeat, transformation happens when I learn to align my life with his will. In his divine discourse in 2008, Bhagawan says the following: "Do not waste time speculating over what would happen in this new year. If your actions are good, your future is bound to be good. The future of the nation depends on your actions. God is a witness. He neither protects nor punishes you. Each one is responsible for their pleasure or pain. In this new year, develop new and sacred feelings and make everybody happy. Do not struggle for money. Strive for love. Once you develop love, there will be no scope for evil qualities like anger, jealousy, etc. If your thoughts and actions are good, your future will be good. Then the whole country, the whole world will prosper. Pray for the peace and prosperity of the entire world. Peace can be attained only through practice of human values. Unquote. In the great Chinese culture, the three character classics, or known as San Zi Jing, begins with people at birth are naturally good or kind-hearted. 人之初，性本善. The great master Confucius perceived all men to be born with intrinsic similarities, and man is influenced by study and practice. The Chinese believe that a link exists between the individual, family, and the larger society. Emphasis is placed on the cultivation of one's character, as embodied in the famous Chinese saying, 修身齐家治国平天下. It means, when one's personal life is cultivated, one's family will be in harmony, and then one's nation will be well governed. And when all nations are well governed, there will be peace throughout the world. Notice the similarity between the Bhagavan's discourse with this ancient Chinese saying. The Chinese recognize the importance of human values education. Confucian ethics is characterized by the promotion of moral values. I believe when the Chinese devotees live the five human values laid down by Bhagavan, we are keeping with the great Chinese culture and tradition. And through the practice of human values, we receive the results and the benefits from the wisdom of our ancestor, as well as from our beloved Bhagavan. In Malaysia, the Sai Chinese Wing is actively promoting human values awareness program to the local Chinese community. We started a human values story column in a local Chinese newspaper every Tuesday since October 2007. A human values story translated from Chinakata or the Radio Sai Heart to Heart Journal is published in the newspaper. A total of 330 stories has since been published for the past 6 years. Additionally, we translate Bhagavan discourse into Chinese and publish hard copies of his discourses and other books authored by prominent devotees. Chinese bhajan are written and recorded. I must here record my appreciation and gratitude to the many devotees who have contributed to this noble translation effort. Among them, Brother Chiu Teck Ho of Singapore, Sister Key, who is one of our MC today, Sister Chow, Sister Tan, and many others. All these resource materials are documented in a website for the benefit of all Chinese reading devotees. The Malaysian Chinese devotees are happy and proud to be Bhagavan's instrument in promoting human values as our contribution to his divine mission. Dear brothers and sisters, in every new year, we pray for health, prosperity, abundance for ourselves, our family, and our nation. Through my journey to Sai, I realize and know that there is no illness where Bhagawan is. There is no lack where Bhagawan is. And there is no fear where Bhagawan is. All abundance, all love, you will find at His divine lotus feet. Before I end my speech, kindly allow me to repeat these words in Chinese to the Chinese brothers and sisters. 亲爱的赛兄弟姐妹们，在每一个新年里，我们都会为自己、为我们的家人、为我们的国家、为全世界祈求健康平安、幸福和谐、丰衣足食、无灾无难。经过多年的探索， 我终于领悟到，有四尊巴巴的地方就没有病痛，有四尊巴巴的地方就没有缺乏，有四尊巴巴的地方就没有任何的恐惧，一切的富足，一切的爱，就在他神圣的莲花脚下。最后，我祝福大家 健康平安，幸福和谐。 Dear Bhagawan, I love you, I praise you, and I thank you. Jai Sai Ram.
Now, dear brothers and sisters, we shall have a drama on the life and teachings of Confucius by the youths of Indonesia. Confucius was a renowned educator and philosopher who lived more than 2,500 years ago in China. His teachings have influenced our Chinese culture and traditions since then. Even today, Chinese families all over the world are still practicing Confucian teachings at home. In this drama, we see how he saves the life of a slave condemned to death when his master dies. Later, Confucius leaves his homeland with his disciples. All of them carry bags filled with books containing his teachings. Unfortunately, as they walk upon the layer of ice covering a frozen lake, the ice breaks and they fall into the lake with the books. His disciple, Yan Hui, jumps into the freezing water to retrieve the books, but he dies in the process. This shows how much he treasures his master's teachings.
接下来的节目是印尼青年所呈现的话剧表演。 此表演讲述孔子的生平和教导。孔子生于2500多年前，是中国一位伟大的教育家、思想家和哲学家。他的教导源远流长，对中华文化和传统有着巨大的影响，直到今天。 全世界的华人还在奉行着伟大导师孔子的教导。在这话剧里，我们将观赏到孔子如何挽救一个因为主人逝世而被送去陪葬的随从。过后，孔子的弟子们跟随他离开这个地方，在行程中 记载着孔子教导的书籍跌入结冰的湖水里，弟子颜回不惜牺牲生命跳入 冰冷的水中把这些书籍捞起来，可见他是多么珍惜孔子的教导。
Grandpa, come on, sit here, sit with me, let us play together.
Oh, playing? What kind of game, my grandchild?
The game is on the screen.
Oh, no, no, my grandchild. Grandpa cannot play the game. I am not as smart as you, my dear.
Oh, Grandpa, I can teach you how to play the game. Come on, Grandpa.
Even though you teach me, it's still hard for me to learn and play it. Well, actually, it's because Grandpa is not interested in it. Do you know, I will get headache if I watch screen for too long. See, I'm too old for playing this game.
Oh, Grandpa, why are you always like this every time I ask you playing the game? It is very unfair. You are so unfair. You owe me a treat, Grandpa.
Oh, what treat do I owe you, my dear?
Yes, since you don't want to play the game with me, you should give me a treat.
Okay, okay. What is the treat that I should give to you?
You should tell me a story.
Grandpa is not good a storyteller. But however, I will tell you the only story I know. Do you know, when I was about your age, whenever I asked my father to tell me story, he always would tell me the same story.
Why don't you tell me that story, Grandpa?
Okay, okay, I will. But first, answer these questions, my dear.
Okay, I'm ready.
You and I and your parents are disciples of Sai. Am I right?
Yes, we are, Grandpa.
And do you love Sai?
Oh, of course, I do. Sai means everything to me. He is my love, my life. We go to Sai Center every week.
Then you must be knowing the 9 code of conduct.
Yes, Grandpa, I know.
Oh, you know it, but do you practice it? Okay then, from those 9 points, how many points do you practice in your daily life?
I always try to practice number 1, but I mostly wake up late. I am always in a rush in the morning.
Oh, you told me that you love Swami very much, and he is everything for you. And why is that you are yet to practice his instructions, my dear? Yes, yes, that is a difficult modern children. They are very smart, but they ignore the Dharma. Okay, okay, my dear. Grandpa will tell you the story as I promised. But listen carefully, my dear.
In ancient China, there was a man who was born in a poor family. He became very famous as a teacher, philosopher, and political theorist. Later, he became the originator of a complex system of moral, social, political, and religious teachings that formed the foundation of ancient Chinese traditions. His goal was to build not only virtues of men, but a perfect man. He believed, practiced, and taught that
a perfect man must combine the qualities of a saint, scholar, and gentleman.
For him, education was a process of constant self-improvement.
He saw human evolution as a natural consequence of education and sought to revitalize Chinese social institutions, including the family, school, community, state, and kingdom. He served in government institutions and rose to the position of the Minister of Justice. He was a wise man. His teachings are treasured and are very popular in China. Several wise quotations that could inspire and transform people are attributed to him. Once he said,
"Man without politeness and respect is no better than a beast."
He was the most outstanding minister in the kingdom. What made him special was that he had a very pure heart and always keen to help others. He emphasized,
"Mark of good education is good character."
Who he is? He is none other than Confucius.
Even for small mistakes in the royal kingdom of China, Confucius courageously opposed and declared that cruelty could not make anyone better.
In the ancient of royal kingdom of China, was that if a slave's teacher or leader died, the disciples or the followers should die together with him. The followers, including young children, women, and also animals such as horses and cattle, were killed mercilessly and buried in a mass grave. No one could oppose or complain against this vicious rule. If anyone tried to oppose, he was labeled as disloyal to the king and was killed.
Child running in panic to save his own life. He's being chased by the royal army.
Please, please, please save me. I don't want to die in slaughter. Please, rescue me, master. Please.
What has happened to your child?
The slave leader of each village died, and the soldiers are killing all the followers, including the children. He escaped from the massacre scene.
Call the doctor. Take care of him and bring him inside.
Sir, how can you protect this little child? The soldiers are coming soon to catch him. They will not leave us too. What should we do, sir? Wouldn't it be wiser to surrender him? After all, he is just a slave boy.
Calm down. Tell them, I, Confucius, the Minister of Justice, will handle this issue tomorrow in the royal court.
All right, Master.
The next day in the royal court.
The judge and the prosecutors enter the royal court. The Minister of Justice enters the royal court. Arrival of His Majesty the King. Salute to the King! The royal court commences.
As the chairperson of the session, I would like to present before His Majesty that there is a petition for saving a slave child from death. He is to die because the master of the slave village died. With your permission, may we discuss this matter?
Your Majesty the King, Honorable Judge, it is very wrong if any disciple is not loyal towards the leader by not following him to the grave.
Your Majesty, Honorable Judge, I am pleading for mercy for this innocent child. Please have compassion on him. I am willing to replace my life for his. We have no right to take anyone else's life because we are not the ones who gave this life to him.
If everybody tried to rescue himself, then who will sacrifice for the leader?
Your leader was a famous general, wasn't he?
Yes, it's true.
Didn't he really love you? Did you not respect him?
Certainly.
Why didn't you kill yourself and follow him? He must be waiting for you in his world. Indeed, you are not loyal at all.
You! How dare you be so impolite? That rule is not valid for me, because I'm not a slave.
What is the difference between you and the slave? Oh, I know. It is the uniform and the position. If the king were to sack you and remove the uniform, who will you be?
What do you mean?
If you do not like something to be done to you, how can you force it on another one? People should have compassion for one another and avoid treating others in ways that they themselves would not wish to be treated. What you do not wish for yourself, do not do to others.
Your Majesty the King, the advice from Minister Confucius is very wise. It will be good if we approve this amendment for our own good and good of the society.
Fine. Our society is truly blessed to have a wise minister as Confucius. Proposal accepted. Let the child go.
On the decision from the session that has been witnessed and approved by our king, I order that the child is discharged. From now on, our society will honor the master by following his teaching and not by following him to the grave.
Salute to the King! The Royal Court is dismissed! His Majesty the King is leaving! Thank you. of justice leaves the royal court. The judge and the prosecutor leave the royal court.
Good quotation from the Confucius. Do you know what is that, my dear?
Have compassion.
That is only small part.
I know, Grandpa. What you do not wish for yourself, do not do to others.
Confucius was a remarkable man who made various reforms in society, politics, and education. He fought for and obtained many rights for the slaves and the poor. He made rituals very specific and meaningful. His teachings became very popular and he was held in high esteem. Confucius had very strong views on education.
He who learns but does not think is lost. He who thinks but does not learn is in great danger.
Confucius did not expound, but rather asked questions of his pupils, and then asked them to find answers from classic texts. According to Confucius,
I only instruct the eager and enlighten the fervent. If I hold up one corner, and a student cannot come back to me with the other three, I do not go on with the lesson.
Confucius became very famous, and this produced jealousy among some ministers who influenced the king to ask Confucius to leave the province.
Confucius did not carry anything with him as he left for another territory. But a few of his loyal disciples followed him, carrying the bamboo scrolls where his teachings were recorded. By then, Confucius was old and ailing.
Thank you.
It was winter. While they were passing through the frozen surface of a lake, they suffered from an unexpected accident. The frozen lake cracked, and all of their belongings fell into the extreme cold lake, together with a bamboo scroll containing the writings of Confucius' teachings.
Please move
faster.
Move. Save our master and find a safe place.
Move faster, man. Faster, run. Move faster.
Oh no! I must save these holy books and writings of my master for the next generation. Oh no! I must get them. Even though I might die.
One of his loyal disciples named Yanhui jumped into the cold water, striving to salvage his master's writing.
Yanhui, please don't go into the water, my child. It is very cold down there, Yanhui. Please come up, my child.
Oh, Yanhui, please, please, please don't do it, Yanhui. Oh, Yanhui, please.
The third time of diving. Yanhui could not hold on to his life. He struggled to the surface in the last frantic effort and died holding up the books out from the frozen lake. Declared him the greatest of men, the sage without flaw, the perfect man. Confucius is described in Analects as one who, in the eager pursuit of knowledge, forgot his food, and in the joy of attaining to it, forgot his sorrow. Confucianism has had profound effects on the people of China as well as the people of other nations. The teachings of Confucius have not only survived hundreds of years, but have thrived as a system of virtue as well.
Therefore, it can truly be said that Confucianism is a remarkable way of life.
Filial piety and the social relationship occupied an important place in Confucius' teaching, which he himself practiced. My dear, Confucius believed, practiced, and taught that righteousness is the foundations of the world peace. The famous Confucian quotations of the reiterated by Bhagavan Baba is this: if there is righteousness in the heart, there will be beauty in the character. If there is a beauty in the character, there will be harmony in the home. If there is a harmony in the home, there will be order in the nation. And if there is order in the nation, there will be peace in the world, my dear.
That was great, Grandpa. I love it. But I thought this last quotation was Swami's original.
There is only one truth, and that is the only original one. That one from which everything came. Whoever taps into that one is tapping the same truth, my dear. Whatever be the channel, truth is the same. That truth is Confucius, Lao Tzu, Buddha, Mahavira, Zoroastra, Christ, Muhammad, Ramakrishna Paramahamsa, Shirdi Baba, and our own beloved Swami, Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba. My dear, to live in love is to see this unity in diversity. My dear, to love is to serve unconditionally, unreservedly. Serving our Swami is by living His teachings, my dear.
Grandpa, you are again teasing me, telling me again about the 9 code of conduct.
Yes, my dear, yes. That is the beginning and the way forward.
Swami, please guide us, please hold our hands, please give us more and more opportunities to serve you, so that we can become your instrument. Om Sai Ram.
Brahma, Gurur Vishnu, Gurur Devo Maheshwara, Guru Sakshat Parabrahma, Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.
Namostute Guru Baba. Sai Hare, వాస నారాయణ వైకుంఠ వాస వైదేహి మోహన నారాయణ హే వైకుంఠ వాస నారాయణ
సత్య సాయి హరే భక్త జనా సంరక్షక భక్త జనా సంరక్షక ప్రతి మహేశ్వర ఓం జయ జగదీశ హరే శశివదనా శ్రీకర
నారాయణ 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 Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Samasta Loka Sukhino Bhavantu. Samasta Loka Sukhino Bhavantu. Samasta Loka Sukhino Bhavantu.
Satya Sai Baba Ji Ki.